of everything which we make, produce and sell in the UK. But it is still going up and it's expected to hit 81% of GDP next year.
This means the books still aren't balanced. There's a deficit of £41 billion. So let's have a look at what's worked and what hasn't. Let's start with spending. Back in 2010, the government said it was going to cut public spending by £90 billion by April this year. And it has. Bingo.
Then there's growth, predicted to be 2.7% this year. We're not quite there with that one, but we're not far off. But the big winner has been unemployment. That was predicted to be 6.1% this year, and it's actually fallen below that. Bingo. The other thing that George Osborne's been right about is inflation falling. Bingo.
This is a big numbers game and it's hard to predict exactly what's going to happen with the economy every year. But the Chancellor George Osborne can't call House in the Commons just yet.
So we'll get an update, of course, on those figures today and also any plans in the budget to try and bring down that deficit more. I tell you what else I noticed filming that is how northern I sound when I say bingo.
When you say what? Go on, say it again.
Bingo.
How else would you pronounce it?
Bingo! let me tell you as well, of course, if you want all the details on the budget, that will be on BBC Two today from 11:30. And, of course, there will be rolling coverage on the BBC News channel.
And you're going actually playing that game?
Yes, tomorrow I will be in a bingo hall talking to experts about what we've heard in the budget today. So more from me.
Look forward to that. Tomorrow, you can explain it all for us, please.
I'll try. Right.
Thanks, Steph.
Time now to get news, travel and weather where you are. Bingo. It's easy.
You said it the posh way.